Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You let me desecrate. Hey, can we Third Eye Blind is this Saturday. I guess we couldn't squeeze one in with Stephen Jenkins.
It's not too late.
Should I tweet him?
We'll make it happen.
You think we can do it?
Yeah, well, his people didn't get back to me.
Oh. Yeah. Did you reach out as well?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I reached out to somebody, but I have a secret contact that I think may be able to help. Might not though.
Who's that? If you told me, it wouldn't be a secret.
It was just a woman that I happen to know who did the booking for that concert in the past that I met when back in my promotion days.
Look at you. Is it acceptable to say, hey man, would love to chat with you in advance of the Tampa show this weekend? We've reached out to your peeps and heard nothing.
No, that's totally cool. Did you, where are they playing?
It's a free concert.
Oh, is that Curtis Hickson? Or?
I think so. Okay. It's somewhere near there. It's like a free downtown concert, I believe. I just saw a tweet about it, which made me think about this. Riverfront Park, Julian B. Lane Riverfront Park on Saturday, a free performance by Third Eye Blind. I don't have anything going on. I might go to that.
Oh, you're not going.
So that's Saturday, not tomorrow. Hey, man, would love to chat with you in advance of the Tampa show this weekend. We've reached out to your peeps and heard nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, and sorry to do this here. No, don't apologize for anything. That's what Warren Sapp taught me in an interview. He said, if you don't like asparagus, do you order asparagus and apologize for it? No, don't apologize for things. 727-579-1025. What's up, Edward?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just want to say that the John McEnroe, Serena Williams, bad idea.
Why is that?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because Serena Williams just had a baby.
Oh, well, okay, then Venus.
Venus not in her prime.
But I mean, neither is John McEnroe.
Prime.
Oh, do you honestly think?
Do another Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs?
I don't.
It's gotta be
Bobby Riggs lost that match. He didn't take it seriously, and Billie Jean King kicked his ass. What I want to see is John McEnroe spank the greatest woman's tennis player who can play, whether that's Venus, Serena, whether you get one of those other, the Sharapova or some lady with a Russian name or whatever, John McEnroe at the age of 59 years old will spank that ass.
I'll tell you how you set it up. You got to wait for him to be 60 and wait for Serena to get her number one ranking back.
All right.
Now you got the big Mayweather fight going on.
Okay.
And $20 million, baby.
All right.
$20 million.
I'm down. I'll watch that. I'll pay on pay-per-view for it. Thank you. A great idea, and I appreciate the call.
And no handicaps.
All right. Okay. I don't think you can handicap a tennis match. How do you handicap a tennis match? You hit him in the knee with a broomstick or something? You go with Nancy Kerrigan on him?
He's very passionate about this happening.
I would like to see it happen. I think Trump offered, and the reason we're talking about this is Donald Trump, our president, many, many years ago, when John McEnroe was commentating a tennis match, he offered him $1 million to play Venus or Serena Williams, which is pretty damn funny. Mac didn't want to do it at the time, unfortunately. Joining us right now to talk about Turnt Up Tour.
This is special.
Man, what a lineup. I mean, if you grew up on hip-hop like we did, me, a little bit old school, more old school than my compadres here, then of course you know the names Chingy, P.D. Pablo, Twista, Bow Wow. We're going to talk to Soulja Boy today at 5:30, but right now, joining us on the phone, very exciting, not just D-Rock, who John Senning has been in contact with all afternoon about his new single.
That's my dude.
That's your dude?
Yeah.
But Kane as well, the Ying Yang Twins, join us right now on Drew Grabo Live. What's up, gentlemen?
We live and direct and in effect.
What's up?
I gotta ask you,
what?
W-H-E-T.
What? So it's not what, it's where? I think that goes along.
I already know what time it is. Ying Yang in the building.
What's up, fellas?
Wait.
Wait. So what's happening?
What?
What's
going on now?
It's my favorite interview we've ever done. I thought really interviewing LL Cool J 2 weeks ago would be the highlight for me. This turns out to be just as enjoyable. So let's talk. Let's talk about the path that has taken you to the Turnt Up Tour. Your entire storied career, coming from the mid to late 1990s, you've seen hip-hop go through a lot of different phases, but what I've learned being a fan of rap since 1980 or so, the first time I heard Rapper's Delight, if you make fun rap for people to listen to and dance and party, you're probably going to be around for a long time, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's why Yin Yang is forever.
Wait, I thought Wu-Tang was forever.
No, Yin Yang forever.
Oh,
yeah, it wouldn't be no Wu-Tang without the Yin Yang.
What?
What?
I think that quote's going to end up on TMZ today. There wouldn't be a Wu-Tang without a Yin Yang.
And
then,
I like it.
Then we got to talk to RZA.
Yeah, and check this out. I mean, the real Yin and the Yang, because that's the balance of D-Rock and I as the group.
So that's the name, the Yin Yang Twins.
You guys seem
to balance each other out, much like Chuck D and Flava Flav in Public Enemy, except I don't think either of you guys is as serious as Chuck D.
There you go. Hit the hammer on the nail.
Watch what you say, but watch what we play now.
That's right. Watch what you say, but watch what he's playing.
Chuck D is highly intelligent, and so is Kane. Mm. But y'all just know me for having part in making party music. Y'all don't know me as picking my brain.
Well, I'd love
to. Y'all about to see some new future Yin Yang, along with what you already know us for. We just want you to strap it on and grab you a Bible or a pill, whichever one you want.
All right.
Help yourself.
Yin Yang Twins are joining us right now. They're playing the Turnt Up Tour, which is coming to Tampa with some fantastic artists like Petey Pablo, Twista, Bow Wow. How's the tour been? And this comes, by the way, it is May 17th. And how's it been so far?
I'm going to tell you like this right here. Without us, it wouldn't be no Turnt Up Tour, because we come through like, ha!
It's a party. Probably a lot of people come to this party looking to get turnt up. Maybe they were already getting turnt up in the parking lot beforehand, ready to rejoice and celebrate a great era of rap music, right?
They looking for us, though. That's it. Because the thing about it, they come along with us. We are the party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are the turnt up tour.
How some people just do when they're performing.
That's how we are when we're on the stage, off the stage, at the house,
and on their phone right now.
Yin Yang Twins on the phone with us right now. You can grab your tickets to the Turnt Up Tour. It's coming May 17th at the USF Sunday.
If you got no ticket, you better get it right now, because they're going fast. They're going fast like pancakes.
If you're saying wet, though, you got to say they got to get it red now.
Oh,
they got to get it red.
Get it wet.
We got to get it wet and then get it red.
They better get it red now. Red now.
So you got to get it wet and then they got it red now.
Red now.
Oh, man, we know Yin Yang Twins vernacular now. This is so awesome. This is what I needed to introduce to my language. Thank you, guys.
You know what? It's called Yin Yangle.
Yin Yanglish. Oh, I now speak Yin Yanglish. I know two words. I know wet, and I know red now.
Red now. Get your ticket right now.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's perfect. Listen, guys, thank you so much for the time. Don't forget the Turnt Up Tour comes to USF Sundome May 17th. Had a blast chatting with you guys. We look forward to chopping it up with you when you get into town, and be safe.
Hey, hold up.
What?
We got to give them our social media. Hey, check us out at One Man Gang. That's Kane's Instagram.
All right.
And the real ATL Yin Yang Twins is my Instagram. And then, you know, check us out on Facebook, Yin Yang Twins, Instagram, Yin Yang Twins. And check out my new mixtape, Branded in Atlanta.
All right.
Good. And play that new single for him, Jump Go.
We got it right here. Jump go. We're gonna fire it up as soon as we hang up with you guys. Thank you so much for the time and good luck.
Wit.
My computer wouldn't play. I was trying to play it and my computer wouldn't play audio, which is God telling me you don't need to play that song.
What happened?
What? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
That was so cool. I think it was best it went that way.
Yeah.
Agree with that. That was the best way it could have ever. Exactly. Those guys brought the ruckus.
Yeah, if you're gonna interview Ying Yang Twins, I think that's how it should. I think that's the ideal way it should go.
I think they interviewed us.
I think that was an experience.
What?
Right now.
So we should, now that we're talking to Soulja Boy at 5:30, we should use the what? We should use that on him.
That's racist, bro.
What do you mean?
Oh, you think
the same kind of stuff plays with Soulja Boy the Ying Yang Twins?
We learned some new words today. Let's take them for a spin.
That's not Soulja Boy talk. That's Ying Yangwich. He doesn't speak Ying Yangwich.
Well, he's going to have to. They're on tour together.
Did you hear him? They were throwing shade at Soulja Boy.
They pretty much said everybody else is, you know, our bitch. And we're like, it's the Ying Yang show.
Yeah. They said people are coming to see us. F everybody else on this tour, these punk-ass bitches like Soulja Boy. They didn't say that last part, but they were thinking it.
I had a very serious, like, Barbara Walters-style question for those guys. Like, do you guys always feel the pressure to be a party no matter where you are? I just thought it just doesn't fit.
Yeah. Where?
I want to see what kind of edibles they're getting their hands on these days also.
If you had to guess, would you say the other guy was on the lean? Like, he sounded like he was affected by the lean. If I had to guess any substance.
What do you mean affected by the lean?
Well, he's a little slow. He was like, you know.
He's cool.
He's cool, man. That's called being cool.
No, that's called being cool and being on a little bit of lean.
Lean sounds cool.
I'm not. I mean, it does sound cool. I would never do it, but it sounds cool.
Why not?
The Sprite with the cough syrup?
Of the all drugs you've put in your body over the years, you wouldn't try a little lean?
No.
Get your head right?
No, it seems gross to me. It doesn't seem like it would make my head right at all.
I'd love some.
Although once I embark upon my career as a mumble rapper, which I hoped to pitch to those guys, but that wasn't happening, I would like to see how Schmedium Druzy is affected by lean to see if it makes me rap like Lil Wayne or if it makes me rap like a good rapper. 727-579-1025 and 800. I threw shade at Lil Wayne.
What?
Wait.
Get right now. Drew Grab Alive. Who's this? Hello, from the 941. You've been holding for a long time, man.
Hey, sorry, Joe. How you doing, Bill, buddy?
You know how I knew it wasn't a lady? Because they've been holding for a long time. No ladies ever do that. They have better things to do. What's up, dude?
I need Regina to come on and screen me.
Oh, all right.
So No, it's cool.
No,
bro.
No, let me have John screen you. Hold on one second.
You want me to do a live?
John, go ahead and screen this guy.
Drew Garabo live. Who's this?
Hey, John. It's Bill from Bradenton, bro.
Hey, Bill. What's up, buddy?
I just talked to him about some concert tickets I just bought. I've never bought them like this before. It's confusing.
I'm sorry. You bought concert tickets somewhere, and it was confusing, and that's what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, but I just never seen them. I had to buy them like this. It's like really confusing. I just wouldn't have ever heard of them before.
All right, cool. I'll put it up on the board. Appreciate the call, bud. Thanks.
Thanks.
Did you want to?
That's where he hang up on him.
Oh, I know, but I didn't want to be rude. Okay.
That's my life. That's my life.
I know.
Well, it's not good enough to make the cut.
You're not good enough to be on the radio.
He bought concert tickets. I know. That's a cool story.
So how do we tell the guy you're not good enough to be on the radio?
My line is,
you said I'll put it up on the board?
Meaning like, yeah.
Sir, would you ask him what he meant by that, please?
They never do.
I know, they never do, but I want him to start asking questions.
I have an answer ready.
Okay, sir, ask him, please, what he meant by I'll put it up on the board. Sir?
Yeah.
Could you ask John Senning what he meant by that? He said, I'll put that up on the board. You didn't know what he meant by that. Ask him what he means by that.
Okay, hey, John, what do you mean by that, bro?
Well, we have this board where I put up general thoughts from people who aren't good enough to actually go on the air just so the guys can see them.
You just told him that he's not good enough to be on the air. You insulted our customers.
Well, no, but nobody ever asks that.
But he did.
Okay, well, it's the first time ever. First guy to ever be disrespected by the phone screener. I'm sorry.
That ain't the first time.
Sir, I'm sorry that A, you weren't good enough to go on the air, and then B, John said what he said. I'm sorry.
I love you.
Don't worry about it, Drew.
We love you though. I'm glad you bought concert tickets, and that's fascinating to you and the people who love you.
Hi, bro.
And we don't love you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Dude, we got to check in with the Ying Yang Twins at least once a week. I mean, now that John's got the connection.
Me and D-Rock are in a... Should I fire something off? A little post-interview, touch base?
Say, dude, that was great. People love the new single. People love the new single, and that was great.
Tell them to call back.
No. Yeah, a little yin yang goes a long
let's
way.
Let's get those guys involved with Apple a
date. That was great.
Let's all just calm down.
Right,
the yin yang twins are not our new best friends. Okay, right, just come on, man.
It felt good. It felt right.
I know.
People love the new single.
I love recapturing the moment as much as the next guy. But
I mean, you didn't even want to talk to them, and then you were eating out of his hands.
I didn't know what was happening.
Exactly. Nobody did.
All right. Dude, that was great. People love the new single. Call us anytime.
Dude.
Great.
Dude, that was great. I don't know that you.
Dude is commonly accepted in all cultures.
I think dude is what rappers would say to make fun of white people. I think they would be
well, that's hurtful and racist. So if somebody would do that, then that's on them.
I don't know that it's racist, but yes, they would use the word dude to make fun of the way white people talk.
When you said that,
right?
You said, say, dude, that was great.
Yeah.
You told me to type that.
Well, I didn't mean dude. I meant you to put it in your own words.
I asked you what to say, and that's what you told me to say.
Yeah, you can't be taking me verbatim, John.
Oh.
John, send him a picture of us like together.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, what's up?
Let me fire off. Let's get a...
Are you guys really? Yeah, no way, you're not.
Is Drew going to be in it too?
Hey. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Come on over this way. Yellowstone icon. The way she drop it down. Low.
And make it go. This is a good strip club song. You could even play this on the night shift. Like, this is definitely a day shift strip club song, but I think it would work at the night shift too, right? Wouldn't you like to see a girl doing a little... Do they rap?
Jumping like crisscross.
No, I'm pretty sure that was.
Oh, because
that was a clean version.
Oh, it says dirty. 727-579-1025.
Did he send you two versions?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Definitely shouldn't have sent me the dirty.
Seth, you look like you threw up some sort of gang sign in
no,
this
no,
photo.
No, that's the A. That's from Atlanta. I gave the A. That's the A. That's the A.
It looks very threatening
that's
in this
the
picture.
That's the A.
What?
I know.
What?
Maybe they don't do the A anymore. I don't know. Maybe not. Sorry. Don't send it then.
It's already sent.
Okay. R.I.P. us.
I really would have liked to have gotten their thoughts on the Childish Gambino This Is America video, but might not have been the elevated content that they were used to.
We didn't really even get a chance to work backwards in their career about the Whisper song and just their inspiration for it.
I think I'd really enjoy a sit down, like really sincere interview with those guys when they didn't feel like, you know. I'd like to get to know the real Yin Yang Twins, or maybe we just did get to know the real Yin Yang Twins.
We did. Now look at us. We're ready to go to the Turned Up Tour.
So the standard has been set. Any guesses on whether or not Soulja Boy will exceed expectations?
Well, I don't have very high expectations to begin with for Soulja Boy.
We always have good interviews when there's multiple people on the phone.
Is that true?
No, but it's always
it's not true.
It's always something memorable.
Memorable, yes. Good, I'm not so sure.
Who was it that we
Sugar
did?
Sugar Hill Gang.
That okay. They were cool.
They were cool, but the interview was basically them conference calling some original members of Sugar Hill Gang and a bunch of guys I've never heard before. So it was like, okay, guys, you're gonna be on with Sugar Hill Gang. Some more members of the gang will be joining throughout the conversation. You'll hear them. Okay, sounds great. We'll put them on. Thank you. Hey, what's up? Is this Wonder Mike?
Yo, what's up? Big Bang Hank here, man. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Big Bang Hank. Listen, I want to tell you, I really admired you guys a lot when I heard you in the skating.
What's up? This is Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello.
Oh, hey, Wonder Mike. I wanted to say,
hey, what's up, man? This is Jimmy J.
There wasn't a Jimmy J in Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, I know, man. I was cleaning up the place, and they left the door open, man. I found some Cheetos and Funyuns in here.
Anyway, Big Bang Hank.
Hi, my name's Bill. I was working next door late, and I heard the noise. I thought I'd jump on this conference call.
That was the interview with Sugar Hill Gang.
Very memorable, though.
It was. The opportunity to talk to the first rappers that I ever heard, and it was a cluster bang.
What do we want with the Yin Yang Twins? Well, Drew, it all took off when we met Lil Jon in the ATL, and since then it's been a nonstop party.
Mr. Garabito, I'm so glad you asked about the genesis of Yin Yang Twins. It all began when I read the book The Secret, where I learned that I could put things into action with my brain. I then came up with the concept for the Whisper song, a novel idea at the time, for who would ever whisper in a rap song? It's full of braggadocio and shouting, but I thought to myself, Ying, why don't you go ahead and whisper in a song? So I whisper like this, and I said, where do you see my thing? Where do you see my thing? I'm gonna rap and I'm gonna whisper real quietly. That's the whole damn song. That's our gimmick. Wet.
They didn't get back to me yet.
Soon.
Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Don't lose hope, John.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I love the show. I listen every day. I drive 2 hours just to get to work every day. And you guys just make my drive way better.
Thanks. What do you? Where does that commute take you to and fro?
Takes me from Cape Coral to Rotunda, so an hour one way, an hour back.
Cape Coral to Rotunda. What is that a? What, I don't know where Rotunda is. Where is Rotunda?
It's in Port Charlotte.
Oh man, and 2 hours, huh?
Yeah. Tough, but hey, you got to make money, right?
I mean, you do, dude, and you're doing a lot of driving. We'll try to step it up then and be a little funnier from now on because you deserve a funnier radio program. We'll try to give it to you.
All right, thanks, man. Have a great day, guys.
I mean, you could have said we're funny to begin with, guy.
Yeah, seriously.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Just Jordan on Twitter said, yesterday's crying guy has got to be crying now that he passed up those tickets.
Well, man. Wait.
There's
a new policy in Hillsborough County Schools. I found this out today. I got my text message from the Hillsborough County Schools. They told me, get ready for something that's going to piss a lot of people off. And they didn't say that. The idea itself, though, when you introduce this word, people freak out when it comes to protecting our kids.
People aren't going to be upset, though.
I hope not. I have it slated as an it's okay, it's not okay. But I really hope there aren't too many people who are not okay with what Hillsborough County is doing to protect your kids next school year. We'll tell you what it is next on Drew Garabo Live. May Days means mega savings now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. With 0% APR for up to 72 months, up to 30% off MSRP on select new vehicles, and up to $14,000 off 2018 Silverados. Drive the 2018 Cruze LS, only $118 per month, or the 2018 Equinox LT, only $158 per month. Shop Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.